It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for April 25th.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
Today's word is tendentious, spelled T-E-N-D-E-N-T-I-O-U-S. Tendentious is an adjective. It's a formal word used disapprovingly to describe someone or something expressing a strongly biased point of view in a way that may cause argument. Here's the word used in a sentence from the Wall Street Journal by Joseph Epstein. Polls can have their own politics, and media polls are often accused of being tendentious. Tendentious is one of several words English speakers can choose when they want to suggest that someone has made up their mind in advance. You may be partial to predisposed or prone to favor partisan, but whatever your leanings, we're inclined to think you'll benefit from adding tendentious to your repertoire. Tendentious is a relatively recent arrival to English, considering its Latin roots. In the latter half of the 19th century, English users took the Latinate stem tendenti from tendentia, meaning tendency, and combined it with the familiar adjective suffix ious to form a word describing someone with a tendency to favor a particular point of view, motivated by an intent to promote a particular cause. With your word of the day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.